The story generating the most comments on Hacker News today, nearly 600 at last count, is Apple suing OpenAI over alleged trade secret theft. According to the reporting from 9to5Mac, Apple is accusing former employees of taking proprietary information with them when they left for OpenAI. This is a lawsuit that sits at the intersection of employment law, intellectual property, and the ongoing war for A talent. And the HN community is absolutely dissecting it from every angle.
Let me put some business context around this. The AI talent market right now is unlike anything in recent memory. The number of people who can do frontier-level AI research and engineering is genuinely small. We're talking maybe a few thousand people globally who have the combination of mathematical depth, systems engineering skill, and practical ML intuition to work on the hardest problems. And that scarcity means companies are doing extraordinary things to attract and retain these people. Signing bonuses in the millions, equity packages that dwarf what you'd see in traditional tech, and yes, aggressive legal action when people leave.
What's interesting about the legal theory here is the trade secret angle, rather than, say, a non-compete. Non-compete agreements are largely unenforceable in California, which is where most of these companies operate. So when a top AI researcher leaves Apple for OpenAI, Apple can't simply say you agreed not to work for a competitor for 2 years. What they can do is allege that the person took specific proprietary information, code, research, internal documents when they left. That's the trade secret claim, and it's governed by the Defend Trade Secrets Act at the federal level, as well as California's own trade secret law.
And proving it is genuinely hard. You have to show that the information was actually a trade secret, meaning Apple took reasonable measures to protect it, and it derives economic value from not being generally known. Then you have to show that the defendant misappropriated it, which typically means acquiring it through improper means or disclosing it without authorization. The challenge is that a researcher who spent years thinking about, say, on-device inference optimization carries that knowledge in their head. Where does general expertise developed at Apple end and Apple's specific trade secret begin? Courts have wrestled with this for decades.
The HN comment threads are really interesting on this point. There's a significant contingent arguing that this lawsuit is really about chilling effect, that Apple knows it's a hard case to win, but wants to send a signal to other employees considering jumping ship. Several commenters with apparent legal backgrounds are pointing out that even if Apple loses on the merits, the discovery process alone can be weaponized to make life difficult for OpenAI.
That chilling effect argument connects to something bigger in the industry. There's a real tension right now between the legitimate interests of companies who invest billions in AI research and the legitimate career interests of the researchers who do that work. California's strong protections for employee mobility are one of the reasons Silicon Valley developed the way it did. The Xerox PARC diaspora, the Fairchild semiconductor tree, all of those generative moments depended on people being able to move their knowledge from one organization to another. If every departure becomes a lawsuit, you change the innovation ecosystem in ways that are hard to predict.
And there's a specific irony here worth naming. OpenAI itself benefited enormously from employee mobility. Its founding team included people from Google, from academia, from other organizations. The free flow of AI talent between organizations has been a feature, not a bug, of how the field has advanced. Apple asserting aggressive IP claims against that mobility is, depending on your perspective, either a legitimate defense of their investments or a company that benefited from open research culture, now trying to pull up the ladder behind them.
The business stakes for Apple here are also worth spelling out. Apple has been notably quieter than its competitors in the public AI race. They have significant resources, computational, financial, research talent, but they've been more conservative about what they deploy externally. If they're losing key researchers to companies that move faster and publish more, that's a strategic problem that legal action can only partially address.
This is also a good moment to touch on the broader antitrust context, Marcus, because if Apple's suit succeeded in a way that significantly restricted talent movement in AI, that would attract regulatory scrutiny. And I know you wanted to explain some of the legal framework there.
Right. And this is worth a brief detour into how antitrust law actually works, because it comes up constantly in tech coverage and is frequently misunderstood. The foundation is the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890, yes, 1890, which has two core provisions. Section 1 prohibits contracts, combinations, or conspiracies that unreasonably restrain trade. Section 2 prohibits monopolization or attempted monopolization of a market. When people say a company has a monopoly in the legal sense, they don't just mean it's the biggest player or even the dominant one. The legal standard requires proving both that the company has monopoly power, generally defined as the ability to control prices or exclude competition in a relevant market, and that it acquired or maintained that power through exclusionary conduct rather than through superior products or legitimate business practices.
That relevant market definition is where these cases often turn. In the famous Microsoft antitrust case in the late 90s, the question of whether the relevant market was PC operating systems or all software platforms made an enormous difference to the outcome. Market share alone isn't sufficient. You can have 80% market share and not be an illegal monopolist if that share reflects genuine superiority and you're not using exclusionary tactics. The question of whether any company's behavior in the AI talent market could constitute antitrust violations under Section 1, like if multiple companies were colluding on hiring practices, is something the DOJ has investigated in tech before. Remember the no-poach agreements between Apple, Google, and others that settled for $415 million in 2015.
So there's precedent for the government caring about how tech giants handle talent. The current Apple OpenAI situation is civil trade secret litigation, not an antitrust case. But if you saw a pattern of large AI companies using litigation to prevent talent from moving to smaller competitors, that's exactly the kind of thing that draws antitrust attention. We'll be watching how this case develops.